Here's a research at San Francisco General Hospital that has revealed that victims of heart attack, heart failure, and other cardiac problems who were remembered in prayers fared better than those who were not. Cardiologist Randy assigned 192 patients to the prayed for group and 201 patients to the not prayed for group. All patients were in the coronary intensive care unit or ICU for those who have heart diseases. Patients, doctors, and nurses, they did not know which group the patients belonged to. And there were people who were asked to pray for the people who were assigned to the prayer group. And these people scattered around the whole nation of the United States. And these people were given the names of the patients, the diagnosis and prognosis of patients, so that they can pray for these people. And the researcher that said that the results were dramatic, because the prayed for group had significantly fewer complications than the unprayed group, and fewer members of the former, only very few members of the prayed for group died. But on the other hand, the later group who were not prayed for, not remembered in prayers for, they were 5 times more likely to develop infections requiring antibiotics, and 3 times more likely to develop lung condition leading to heart failure. And these findings were published in the American Heart Association. There are great needs in our lives. There is a great tool that has been given to us by God to meet our great needs. We all have great needs. And this tool can help us to achieve things beyond human capacity. This great tool is prayer. And yet, like any great tool, like the computer, you need to learn how to use it before you can benefit from it. Prayer, we also need to learn how to pray to God so that God will answer our prayers. I think it's really silly for someone not to use this powerful tool if this is given to Christians. But it is a pity if you want to pray and yet you don't know how to pray to God in a way that God will answer your prayers. That's why, starting from today, I will start a series of 5 messages talking about prayers. 2 on preparation before prayers. Before we pray, what should we do so that God will answer our prayers when we actually pray? 2 messages during the prayers. How do we pray? And the last message, after we have prayed, what do we do? So this is a complete package covering all the different teachings in the Bible about prayers. I can cover that with 28 messages, but that probably will take me half a year, so I try to compact them into 5 messages. So fasten your seatbelts, and if you pay attention and understand and use prayer as intended by God, there's no limit what eternal blessing you will experience in your life. We all want to be blessed by God, but one way to be blessed by God is through prayer. Let me share with you first the 6 things that you need to do before you pray so that God will answer your prayers. The first one is related to relationship with God. Live a righteous life. According to James 5:16, it says that, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. God is a holy God, and He hates sin and loves righteousness. God cares for our spiritual well-being more than anything else, for it is the well-being of the spirit that counts in eternity. You might have a disease, you might be healed, but still you will die. Jesus healed many people from diseases. Some were resurrected from death. But if they did not believe in Jesus, they would not only physically die, but they also spiritually would die, eternally separated from God. So that's why it's more important for us to live our lives according to God's will so that we can spiritually be well. Have you been praying? Have you prayed for something that doesn't seem to be answered by God? I think it is a time for you to spend some time quietly. Examine your life before God before you continue to pray, and confess to God the sins in your life to God first. And then according to James 5:16, confess your sins to each other. I suggest that you find an accountability partner, a mature, trustable Christian who can keep a secret. Okay? So you can share with that person all the secret struggles that you need prayer for, the struggles that you have with sin. And that person's prayer for you is very important, and so that you may be healed from the damage of sin in your life. And then, if you continue to walk according to God's law, be someone who wants to be righteous, then your prayers will be listened by God. That's what is said in James 5:16. It is very important. The most important thing is to make right your relationship with God first before you approach God, before you pray to God. I would like to share with you some acts of sinful nature. Some of you grew up in church, you think I'm pretty good, and when asked you, have you ever sinned after you have become a Christian, some of you would scratch your head and don't know what sin is. And I'm pretty good, you know, I'm better than my Christian friends. Why do you say that I sin? I don't make any mistake, I don't break any laws. But according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 26, every one of us has the sinful nature. Even as Christians, we do sin. The acts of sinful nature are obvious according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgy, and then a knife. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. If those people who intentionally abuse the grace of God, I believe that person might not have really trusted Jesus Christ as his or her personal savior. And such people who intentionally sin against God without a repentant heart, these people have not truly believed in Christ, so they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Then what should you pursue? According to verse 22 of Galatians chapter 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. So as we seek to live a righteous life by the Spirit, go back always to Galatians chapter 5 and use that to measure yourself. Have I sinned in these areas? And some other sins mentioned in the Bible. If you find any sin in your life, say sorry, God. Forgive me, God. And God will forgive you according to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 and cleanse you from all sins. At the same time, try to pursue the fruit of the Spirit as I just mentioned to you, so that we'll be in sync with God and God will answer our prayers. the second thing that we should do in order to pray and that our prayers be answered by God is, again, related to the relationship with God, humble yourself. Second, humble yourself before God before you even pray. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 27, because your heart was responsive, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard what he spoke against this place and its people, and because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. If you really want God to listen to your prayers, humble before God. Who is God? Who are we? Some of us think we're God's friends, we're God's children, that's true. But don't forget that God is the Creator. God is God. We are just the created beings, saved completely by grace, nothing of our merits. So when we come to God, we should realize that how great God is, how much we need God's grace as God's created beings with the sinful nature who continually sin against God if we don't rely on God. I believe prayer can be done anywhere, any place, any time. But I would suggest sometime during the day, spend some time kneeling before God in a quiet place, pray to God to show your humbleness before God. When people go to see a king, emperor in mainland China, what do? They bow down, some of them, like even head touching the ground, kneeling. I believe that's a gesture of humbleness before a king. But Jesus Christ, he is the king of all kings. And when we go to talk to him, meet with him, we should also show a sense of humility before we ask God to help us with our needs. The third thing you need to do is related to relationship with other people. Forgive others. Third thing you need to do before you pray is to forgive others. Go to the next slide. Yeah. Thank you. According to Mark chapter 11, verse 25, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. First, you need to forgive other people so that God will forgive your sins, or otherwise, God will not listen to your prayers. If anyone doesn't forgive someone who has offended him, I believe that person doesn't really understand the great forgiveness he has received from God. And he has not appreciated God's forgiveness for his sins, and God will not forgive his sins either. So there will be sin separating him from God. As a result, holy God will be separated from a human being who has sins in his life. Unless, again, you confess your sins to God, then you'll be cleansed by God. Then, go first to forgive those people who have offended you. Forgive and forget those people who have offended you. Who have offended you in your life? Is that your elder brother or sister? Is that a bully in your school? Is that someone you met? Maybe in your workplace? Your boss, if you have worked part-time while you are studying. So, if they have in some way, either verbally, maybe not physically, abused you, even your parents, okay? Forgive them, because this will become something that will stop your prayers from getting to God. It's very important, but it's easier said than done. Forgive and forget. Some of you will never forget that person who has offended you in the past. But at least try to forgive. Pray to God to ask God to give you strength to forgive that person. Let me share with you a study about the benefit of forgiveness. It is not only good theology, but also good medicine as well. According to the latest medical and psychological research, forgiving is good for our souls and also for our bodies. People who forgive will benefit from better immune functioning or stronger immune system and lower blood pressure, have better mental health than people who do not forgive. They will feel better physically. They have lower amounts of anger and fewer symptoms of anxiety and depression. They maintain more satisfying and long-lasting relationships. People who cannot forgive other people, because since we are all sinners, it's inevitable that when we are together, we will offend each other. But if you have offended that person will remember your offense forever and not forgive you and seek ways to revenge against you. I don't think you want to have a relationship with such a person. You want to be with someone who is forgiving, even in a dating relationship, in a marriage relationship. Think about many people divorce for simple, very simple matters, like an argument over some very trivial things, and then they cannot forgive each other because during the argument they cannot control their words and they actually hurt each other more than that trivial thing through their verbal abuse. But if these people can forgive each other, they can always restore their broken relationship. So that's why it's so important that we learn how to forgive each other before we go to God to pray and ask God to help us. Because if you don't forgive other people, God will not forgive you. God so freely has forgiven you. Why are you not willing to forgive others who have offended you with such minor things? We offend God every day with thousands maybe of sins, even every day. And God freely forgives us if we are willing to also forgive others. I think after you have forgiven those people who have offended you, you have already been blessed. And because you'll be relieved from the burden of anger, hatred, physical, mental, and relational problems which distract you from focusing on God and receive God's blessing for you. So forgive others before you pray, so that God will answer your prayers. The fourth thing that we should do before we pray is to help the poor and the needy. And this is related to relationship with people. We talked about we should first make right our relationship with God, then make right our relationship with people. Proverbs 21 verse 13 says that if a man shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he too will cry out and not be answered. If we don't help those people in need, and you expect God to help you that you are in need, you are being hypocritical. You want God to treat you with a different standard that you treat with other people. That does not please God. So if you want God to answer your prayers, first, help those people who are also in need before you ask God to help you with your needs. Have you met homeless people? Recently, there are a couple of homeless people coming and dying. We should help those people with their real needs. But not without wisdom, though. How do we help people so that their real needs may be met? If a homeless person comes and stretches out his hand and says, give me the money, now, what would you do? Probably I will ask, what do you need the money for? And he will tell me, of course not going to buy wine, right? He will say something, food, or okay, go with him, buy some food and give that to him, if that's what he said he needed. And then at the same time, find a place that will help homeless people so that his long-term needs can be taken care of. I know there are places that will take care of homeless people and might even train them to try to get a job, train them in some skills to help them to get a job so that they can provide their needs in the long term. But if that person is starving, is going to die if you don't give him food, then you should give him food. Okay? If really you cannot go to a place to buy the food or the things he needs, maybe you can give him some money. But you don't want to be unwise and give him money and then if you know for sure that person will have some drug abuse or abuse with alcohol. So there was a businessman who needed millions of dollars to clinch an important deal. He went to the church to pray to God for the money, millions of dollars. Of course, maybe by unknown, okay, but he wanted at least the known request to be approved. By chance, he knelt next to a man. He was praying for $100 to pay an urgent debt. The businessman took out his wallet and pressed $100 into the other man's hand. Overjoyed, the man got up and left the church. The businessman then closed his eyes and prayed, "And now, God, that I have your undivided attention." Because God has provided the need of that person who was needing God's help. So that person, I mean, a simple logic. If I really believe in prayers, I believe that if I have this person, then God will have undivided attention to help me, and God will help me. So I think that's the attitude we should have when we help people, because when we help people, God will help us. Alright? So the fifth thing that we should do, people who are married, listen, especially husbands. But this applies to relationship with your closest family members as well. It can be applied in that aspect. Love your wife or love your closest family member. If you are staying, living with your mom in an apartment together, love your mom. Respect your mom. Submit to your mom. Obey your mom, as I shared with you on Mother's Day. It's very important, but direct application is to husbands. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 says that, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." If you have been praying and praying, and God doesn't seem to be answering your prayers, one thing you might want to examine is, have I not been respecting my wife or my closest family member? That might be something that's hindering your prayer from reaching to God. So there's another reason for you to love your mom, love your dad, love your closest family members. For husbands, love your wife. If you don't love your wife, and then you go to God, you ask God to give you what you need. Again, you are being hypocritic. You ask God to love you, but you don't love other people. Dennis Thatcher, the husband of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, is remembered for his good-humored answer to a question from a reporter challenging him for some sign of jealousy or discord because his wife was very famous, very successful as Prime Minister of Great Britain. So the reporter asked him a question. While the whole family, the Thatchers, were moving into the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street in London, and the reporter asked, "Who wears the pants in this house? Who wears the pants in this house?" Do you know what that means? He's asking, who is the boss in the family? It says Prime Minister, you know? Your wife is the Prime Minister of the country. Naturally, she should be the boss, right, in the family. But the husband said, answering who wears the pants in his house, he said, "I do. I wear the pants in the house. And yes, and I also wash and iron them." So not only was he showing true leadership by serving his wife, he didn't feel embarrassed to admit that, because that's God's will. True leadership is not shown in lording over someone, but being willing to serve and help other people. I think he set a good example. If he indeed were a Christian and prayed, I believe God would want to listen to this person's prayer. So don't be jealous if your wife or your husband or someone that you want to be together forever is more successful than you are. You should thank God for that, and respect and love that person, and serve that person. That's the true essence of leadership. Lastly, we need to believe in the power of prayer. According to Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. A father wrote to his son. The father was very far away from home. He said, I have sent you a very beautiful gift, son. It may be delayed, but that will come for sure. It's a very beautiful gift that you wanted most. And before the child received the gift, he already said, thanks, Dad, and he prayed his dad, but he has not received the gift yet. Shall we wait to thank God till we see the answers to every prayer? If I don't see the answer, the particular answer that I'm asking for my prayer, I don't thank God, then you have not believed in the power of prayer. If you really believe in the power of prayer, even before you pray, you know God will answer your prayer, and you already show thankfulness even before you pray in a joyful and loving heart, knowing that God loves you. God will answer your prayers and give you the best gift that will meet your needs. Robert Koch, president of the King's College in New York, gave a comment. He spoke at Moody Bible Institute, a Bible college, very good Bible college. Koch said that the day before, he had at a gathering in Washington and had talked with Vice President George Bush. And then 2 hours later, he spoke briefly with President Ronald Reagan too. Then smiling broadly, even better, he said, but that's nothing, today I talked with God. We might feel talking to someone important, famous, being an honor, not realizing that every day we can have the privilege to talk to the King of all kings, the President of all presidents, the Creator of all creation, the Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ, and the Lord and Judge of all creation and all sinners. As I said, there are great needs in our lives, but there is a great too. God has given us to meet our great needs beyond human capacity. This great too is prayer. But like any other too, like the computer, like many gadgets that I have, you need to learn how to use it before you can benefit from using them. Prayer is the same. You should learn how to pray before you can benefit from praying. But the best way to learn praying is to pray. Some people will just read books about prayer but never come to prayer meetings or never pray themselves. That wouldn't help you. You can read thousands of books about swimming and I throw you into water and you may drown if you don't try to actually get into the water and learn with someone instructing you, helping you, protecting you. So start today actually spending some time to pray to God. Prepare your heart before you pray to God by making right your relationship with God first. Live a righteous life. Examine the sins in your life. And by Galatians chapter 5, the verses I mentioned, at the same time, pursue righteousness by living out the fruit of the Spirit. Second, be humble. Relationship with God, kneel before God. Spend some time kneeling before God, even lying on the ground, and feel what it is like to worship God that way. You immediately feel that God is so great and I am nothing in comparison to God. And then make well your relationship with other people. First, forgive others who have offended you. Help those people who are poor and needy but with wisdom. And love your wife, love your husband, love your closest family members, even your friends. Don't be hypocritical. If you want God to treat you this way, you should treat other people the same way. Actually, that's the golden rule that Jesus also mentioned about prayers. And lastly, believe that God will answer your prayer even before you pray. be thankful and joyful even before you pray. It's time to meet the loving God who has saved me, created me, saved me, and will guide my footsteps during my life, and will give me the best gift that will meet my needs. If you actually practice these, I believe you will start experiencing the power of prayer. That's the most powerful thing that a Christian can experience. That is through prayer. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we learn more about prayers, we realize that we're all sinners. Every day we hurt your heart. We do things against your will. Some of them might not be judged by the law, but in our heart, in our mind, with our mouth, we have said things, thought about things that do not please you. They are considered sins in your eyes, including hatred, jealousy, self-centeredness, pride, and all kinds of deceitfulness, hypocrisy. We are sinful people, saved by grace, but we still sin. So God, forgive our sins. Let your Holy Spirit convict us if there's any sin that's dwelling in our life that we're not willing to let go. God, by your power, take away the sins in our life and forgive our sins so they will listen to our prayer, so that there will be no obstacle between us and your throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to learn how to humble before you. As we worship you, we should realize who we are, who God you are, how wonderful you are. You're the creator of heavens and earth. You're the God Almighty. You're omnipresent. You know everything. You're present everywhere. And you're just, you're holy. You're loving. And you will judge the creations. And you will judge all sinful people at the end of time. So let us come to God with fear, humility, treat God as God. I also pray that if there's anyone we have offended in our life, we say sorry to that person. If anyone has offended us, we forgive that person, so that God, you also forgive our sins, or otherwise our sins will not be forgiven by you and you will not listen to us. God, I also would like to pray that you also help us be sensitive to the needs of the poor and the needy. We are very wealthy people in comparison to many people in the world. We're living in a almost like a heaven compared to many people in the third world. In Africa, thousands of people are dying every day from hunger. Many people have their hands cut off in order to be able to beg in India. So Lord, let us be loving, be merciful to those people who are poor and needy. With our money that you have given us, support them. We might even be able to visit them. We might be able to adopt some of them who are fatherless, motherless. Let us, in action, show our love to the people who are in need, so that you can meet our needs too. Help us to also learn how to love our parents, love our husband and wife, love our closest family members, because family is the base of your blessings, and Satan, the best way for Satan to attack us is to attack our family when people in the family cannot have a good, close relationship. Help us, God. Dear God, I thank you. Because even before we pray, you already answered our prayers in the most special way. As we are willing to make right the relationship with you and make right the relationship with other people, we know, God, you will give us the most wonderful gift, the most beautiful gift that we need for our life. Help us to practice how to pray and learn how to pray. And let prayer be the source of our power as we walk our Christian life the narrow path as Pastor Todd shared that time. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.